Hello. Okay, mic's working. Music's going. I'm listening to what we, I don't know, you, me, whatever, whoever, whatever. Listening to Tavern Inn music, fantasy medieval music. No copyright. Okay. But I'm still muting it. It sounds nice, mute. For some reason, it's not fighting. Not fighting with my voice. Like I have a voice. Do I have a voice? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not demented today. And some people, what? You're stupid? Yeah. That's correct. I don't know. I'm thinking some weird stuff all day. I mean, this is day. I woke up early. I can finally smell a little bit more. So I got my candles out again. And I can smell the coffee a little bit. So, flu, long COVID, I don't know where it is. It's going away. Still getting nosy. Still got a nosy thing, but it's slowly going. Been taking my chaka a lot, of course. And actually, I've been taking less of the whatever the amino acid and acetyl. Taking B a little bit less too. And hormones. But I'm gonna have some hormones. Why not? Helps. The iron. I took some also took some magnesium. Like took the this I think it's 500 milligrams. But I took like 250. Cut the little tablet in half. Like I need a little bit. Seems like it. That guess what? It's helping. So I'm gonna take some more today. Other than that, I don't know. What's out there? I don't know. Well, since Wednesday is the web day, the web of Wednesday, Wednesday. Let's see what's on the web. I already saw some people saying stuff. Okay. I saw Don Lemon trying to ask the hurricane expert, hey, what's this today hurricane? What's the climate change impact on it? Like that guy's like none. First of all, we can talk about that later. He's trying to push it. Don. Anyone of you ever seen the, was it 16 Candles? Yeah, 16 Candles movie. If you did, you know what I'm saying. Don. Where's Grandpa's automobile? Automobile? Lake. Big lake. Oh, great. What a wonderful start of morning. Oh, wait, well, the hurricane is on the bottom now. I think it headed inland. Let me see. Let me take a look at NOAA. So Hurricane Ian. Ian. Looks like it's heading our south beach area. It's Naples. It's gonna come in early morning on Thursday, supposedly. They say, oh, you will tense up. But then the other guy's like, no, I think it's gonna slow down once you hit land. But it's sort of bypassing. We're gonna get the tail end of it, but with the outside. It's going towards Disney World. Whoops. Disney. Oh no. No more Star Wars. Crappy story. Well, actually, it's okay. Like each one of the stories, like the latest one, Endor. That's Endor. I mean, it just, yeah. Obi-Wan should have been better. That part, he should have got a better backdrops. None of the CG stuff, he should have made it bigger. But no, should bring the whole team to like desert somewhere, middle of desert, and just build it like traditional Star Wars. Build it up, you know. That some part of it with the CG, and just like you can see it. And just, yeah, it's okay. But I don't know. I can't say good things about it, but I can't say bad things either. It's supposed to be entertainment. It's a sort of entertainment. It's like, oh, that's a cool story. But just it's dragging. It's like a surprise. Oh. And the other surprise is the House of Targaryen. You know what I'm talking about? House of Dragons. They change. Wait a second. When they grow up, then it's like, kind of looks like them, but there's something off about them. So they changed it. I'm like, oh, great. So I guess they're going to try to do that. Change it. And I lost interest. When you change characters like that in TV or movie, movies different, but I would say like years later. But then TV shows different. Like you're expecting something, and the next season they grew up. But this time, it's kind of, wait, what? So it's not cool. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the movie and TV entertainment industry. Like, they're doing some cool stuff, but then it's sort of halfway through and they ruined it by something. Like, we gotta make it, like, we gotta be. Maybe like walking or something. Maybe not walking, maybe something else. Like, well, yeah, the our audience complaining, so we gotta act. Nah, you don't listen to it. You just keep doing your thing you do. You know, some community out there screaming, you guys suck. Are you gonna change the storyline based on that, or Well, is it already written? Something. He said, we gotta please the other people. Like, no. We do the show like it meant. You meant it. You mean it. Somebody complain and say, hey, go watch something else. But these companies are so afraid to lose even just a tiny bit of like their whatever revenue. Just even like minute amount. They will cater to the, what other people want, which usually is bad. And just, I've met bands like that. Bands are great. Music's great. Excellent. Like, wow, this is great. This is great. Then the next album comes in. It's like, huh? What happened? Like, oh, audience saying this, and that. The producers said, we gotta please the other side too. We're trying to get more audience, trying to get more money. Like, ruined. Oh boy, that really sucks. Impending doom, daunting image shows. Apocalyptic hurricane. Oh my god. Hey, wait a second. What about the other hurricane? Did they ever like show it? Like this? This is the biggest one. Well, it's kind of wide. It looks like it dissipated. Ready? But who knows? I don't know. Hunker down. The coastlines, yeah. I think so. They need to evacuate. In the coastline. Water surge. Yeah, you don't have buildings next to you to block it. Anything else? I'm looking through stuff. And then there's a funny one. Not a funny one, but it's actually pretty sad. I think in front. I got it from Max Egan, watching him. There's a police chase down some lady, and they parked their police car on the train track. Around the train track. And they arrest her and put her in the back seat. And the train's, they're arguing on something. And the train comes. But it destroyed the car, the cop car, and with the person you arrested. What is that? Did they get away from it? That's, isn't that like a, not homicide, but what the hell? Uh-oh, here we go. The fake black woman. Is it only fans? No. Rachel. The Lizzle. The OnlyFans. But, what's going on with these things? Craziness. Originally, to scrap gender uniform, we'll hang up pronoun badges. Crew, he, her, she, her, he, him. Maybe I should just call H-I-M, like the band. I'll talk like them do. Would you like some coffee? Oh. Boy, where they, I don't know. I mean, is this going to be the future thing too? I mean, oh, when we go to a Star Trek type of society, we're going to be like, this is my pronoun. We'll just call our names. Like me, I'll be like calling everybody, dude. Oh, you didn't quote my correct pronoun. You get your energy credit deduction. I guess our future is going to be like carbon. You get your carbon allowance docked. Or something like that. Because you didn't say the proper thing. What? Okay. I'm gonna keep the music going. Because I need to go to the bathroom. Be right back. Thank you.
Design world.
Cipher. The royal cipher. Oh, that's my pronoun. From now on, you gotta call me the royal cipher.
Or else, no coffee for you. Guards.
Yeah. Oh, great. You gotta call me a monarch. My pronoun will be all monarchs. Any association with monarch, you gotta call me. From now on. Can't even call my name. Forget about it. Call me something, my by name. Like, who are you? Like, I don't know. Like, you're not my royal subject. Get out. You know, it's going to be like that. Yeah. Pronouns. Like, no. Get out of here. Dude. Yeah, so anyway, design world, car worlds, nothing exciting. Last week was exciting because I found out that somebody actually drove the what's that thing? The Hyundai N95. Was it N95? Yeah. Retro thing. Oh my god, they actually made it. That was exciting. This week. So, yeah. Okay. I don't know what's going on. Is it because the hurricane? It brought down all the negativity with it. That's going towards Disney and just for everybody's mass consciousness just went that way. Panicking. People were panicking. Whenever a storm comes or like some crazy stuff comes, normally people exit out of the exit. But yesterday I went out, people were exiting the entrance. Oh, so there's no rules? When disaster is coming, looming, there's no rules anymore. This one lady was on the left lane, trying to pass me, then it slowed down. Then went into the middle lane, changed lane, then changed back to left lane, then took off, then stopped, making like going super fast, then slow down, making a left turn. Like they lost their mind. Like, what are you doing? Just go to the regular speed, wherever that speed is on this thing, and just follow traffic. Like, oh my god, I don't know what to do. Should I make a left or should I make a right? Like, I need gas. Let me go to this gas station. Oh, I can't wait. That one's full. Let me go right. It's just like, dude, crisscross. People crisscross. Gas station. I'm like, you had a good warning. Like this storm since last week. Why don't you get gas then? Instead of waiting. Procrastinate. It's like, oh my god. God. And where we live, it's not that bad. We had hurricanes here a few times. Power man went out for like a few hours and came back. It was fine. You know, some windows might have broken. Yeah. Maybe some roof tiles flew well off. Nothing major. By the time the hurricane comes here, it's dissipating. So, and they're freaking out. Oh my god, never been to a hurricane before. Or be, just like when I live in California. Oh my god. When I grew up in, you know, Taiwan. And, you know, we get earthquakes. I remember the first time New York had an earthquake a couple of, like, decade ago. So I was working for Victoria's Secret freelancing. And office with the people working on, like, oh my God. What was that? I don't know. It's like, oh, earthquake. Like, oh my God, would something come on down with the stuff? I'm freaking out. I say, no, the only thing you have to worry about is these stupid lights, ceiling lights you guys put up that is swinging crazy. Like, so let's close down the computers and take a walk outside. And stay away from the buildings, because there somebody might have a plant or something that might drop and hit your head. And you don't want that, right? Or a piece of the brick on these old buildings might come loose. You know, you just stand close towards the roadway. So. When I took a picture, I think I said a few podcasts back. I gotta find it. It's just the first time I never seen so many people coming out of all this shopping area on Broadway, New York, downtown. Just packed with people. And I took a photo, like, wow, this is neat, because everybody's on the streets with the car stopped. Amazing. The best time to take a photo. Those moments. But you know, the thing is that they panicked. A lot of them panicked. They didn't know about earthquakes. Because New York, you don't get earthquakes around New York City. Pretty rarely. I'm just wondering, wonder what exploded underneath, or something else made it shake. This is strange. But sometimes, then just like, everybody go home, do whatever. Okay, so I just went across the street to a kind of defunct market, Ding and DeLuca's. Went across the street, Dan DeLuca's. Have my coffee. But just stand there by the window. On Prince Street. This is watching people. Some people panicking. Tourists panicking. Maybe not. I'm just watching, like, having my drink. Coffee, like, nice day, man. I'll take a walk. I think that day I took a walk. Instead of going home, like, you know, I'm freelancing. Whatever, I'll be back tomorrow. Work will still be there. But today I get a day off. Let me take a walk to Central Park. So I walked from all the way from below house, like 2 blocks with Dean Duke, I think it's like 2 blocks away from Houston Street. And I walked from there all the way to Park Ave. I bypassed everything, kept walking. Got to the Trump Tower, went to the Sony store. A little bit, then went across through Trump Tower, came out of Trump Tower, and then walked right into the Central Park South, where the zoo is. Just walk over there, then found a spot and sat down. Got another cup of coffee, and just, you know, it was a relaxing day. Like, disaster. Relax. Yeah, so, I mean, some people should panic. Yeah, if you like today with the hurricane, yeah, you're on the coast, yeah, panic. But if you're miles away from the coast and you're in high ground, like, chances, it's like, nah. People thinking like, you know, tsunami. No. No, no, no. Not gonna happen. So, I don't know. Today's kind of boring day, but I gotta keep going to the bathroom. I don't know, because it might be the cheese I had yesterday or something. But I wanna keep my stomachs keep going. Hey, need to go again. So today is going to be short. I'm just going to keep listening to this fantasy medieval stuff. And I guess I'll say goodbye. So enjoy the Wednesday, home day of Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. Have a wonderful day. I'll be back on Friday, hopefully. If I have electricity. Yeah, but then I'll be back. So, see you later. Ciao.